likes to go on this service for fear of cracked crowns and broken bones.
"Then I hold all Nottingham men to be cowards," said the sheriff, "and let me see the man in all Nottinghamshire that dare disobey the warrant of our sovereign lord King Harry, for by the shrine of St. Edmund I will hang him 40 cubits high. But if no man in Nottingham dare win 40 angels, I will send elsewhere, for there should be men of mettle somewhere in this land."
Then he called upon a messenger, in whom he placed great trust, and bade him saddle his horse and make ready to go to Lincoln Town, to see whether he could find anyone there who would do his bidding and win the reward. So that same morning the messenger started forth upon his errand. Bright shone the sun upon the dusty highway that led from Nottingham to Lincoln, stretching away all white over hill and dale. Dusty was the highway, and dusty the throat of the messenger, so that his heart was glad when he saw before him the sign of the Blue Boar Inn, when somewhat more than half his journey was done. The inn looked fair to his eyes, and the shade of the oak trees that stood around it seemed cool and pleasant, so he alighted from his horse to rest himself for a time, calling for a pot of ale to refresh his thirsty throat. Then he saw a party of right jovial fellows seated beneath the spreading oak that shaded the greensward in front of the door. There was a tinker, 2 barefoot friars, and a party of 6 of the king's foresters, all clad in Lincoln green, and all of them were quaffing humming ale and singing merry ballads of the good old times. Loud laughed the foresters, as jests were bandied about between the singing, and louder laughed the friars, for they were lusty men with beards that curled like the wool of black rams. But loudest of all laughed the tinker, and he sang more sweetly than any of the rest. His bag and his hammer hung upon a twig of the oak tree, and nearby leaned his good stout cudgel, as thick as his wrist and knotted at the end.
"Come," cried one of the foresters to the tired messenger, "come join us for this shot. Ho, landlord, bring a fresh pot of ale for each man."
The messenger was glad enough to sit down along with the others who were there, for his limbs were weary, and the ale was good.
"Now, what news bearest thou so fast?" quoth one, "and whither ridest thou today?"
The messenger was a chatty soul, and loved a bit of gossip dearly. Besides, the pot of ale warmed his heart.